The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. Smell it, it's in the air.
What's going on? It's your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. How's everybody doing? Hope you had a great Father's Day weekend, if it applies to you. If it does not, well, pass it on along. As you do know, I do not do this show alone. Got my crew with me. I have the doctor.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Happy Father's Day out there for all the fathers and the mothers that are fathers.
That's bullshit. And so at this time, I'd like you all to stand to your feet, remove your hats, put your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Hello. Welcome to the show. So glad you are here.
All right. So, how's everybody's weekend?
Man, my weekend was good. You know, I had to work. You know, worked through my Mother's Day, Father's Day, and all that kind of good stuff. It was hot. Today, it was. But, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, 90 degrees and all that kind of stuff. It's hot, which it is, but it depends on the humidity. You know, it was. I don't think today was that bad. You know, although they say it was 91, 90, and all that kind of crap. But it was okay. It was all right.
It's okay.
It was okay. It was okay.
Okay. Let's see. It was hot, so I don't care what it looks like. It could be an 8.5, a 9.1. It was hot, and I was thinking, you know what? God bless the people that like to sit outside and eat their food and drink. And God bless the people that are working outside. Because it's humid as mug out here.
Yeah.
Like, I walked from, I think it was like maybe two blocks to go to brunch. I was like, ooh.
But you know what, though? To be honest with you, I think the people that are in like air conditioning all day long, when they come outside in a 90 degree temperature, it's, you know, it's like they walking right into an oven. But for people who, you know,
been
in it all day long, it's I mean, yes, it's hot, but if your body temperature is used to it, it's really.
That's because you've already had heat stroke, and so you moved past.
I already had heat stroke.
I'm saying, I played tennis on Saturday.
Okay.
I swear, I think there was a part where I was like sweating, and I just stopped.
You saw the damn devil, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I stopped sweating. I was like, I should have probably bought a phone out here, because if I pass out on this court. Who's gonna call 911 for me?
I know that's right. I know that's right.
And I wish I had more water. I had a bottle of water. I was like, I needed two. Or like a big jump.
You should have a cooler with ice and all that shit.
I'm just saying, I should have.
Yeah.
My dad is a camel. He won't drink water while we're playing. No, he will not. He's like, I already had water. I'm like, you need to drink water while we're playing because it's like 85, 90 degrees out here. I don't even know why I did it, but because he was okay with it, I was like, fine, let's try it. Okay. I lasted an hour. I was very surprised.
Okay.
With three water breaks, though.
I didn't know you played tennis.
I've been saying that for like the last like month that I've been playing.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah, so.
What's going on?
Yeah, I concur. She said it for the last
month. Oh, are you going to just, okay.
Yeah, so don't try to gloss over.
Yeah, I did, but he just, you know, how y'all do. You
no, I mean, but because if I was wrong, he, you know, when I'm wrong, oof, I'm wrong. But no, I've been talking about this. I'm sure our listener could even concur for us as well. So, but anyway, it was still a great weekend all in all. Per usual, there was some cocktails, did a lot of drinking. And yeah, my homie's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm gonna take off tomorrow.
All right,
and we're just gonna go to breakfast,
drink some more,
and then drink all day.
There you go,
right.
Weekend was pretty good. It, got a lot of rest, which was very important, and ended the weekend with a great dinner.
Nice.
And all you can ask for. Not too much to it. Just
kept it
real simple, and simple is great nowadays.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, simple has always been great.
Yeah.
You can find simple, and it's not like not dumb.
Right.
But like chill, relax, chill, yeah. And there's no drama.
Right.
Great. Mm-hmm. Always great.
How about that?
Maybe. Works for me. There's a couple other things that popped up, but I guess I'll bring those up as the show goes along. Yeah, hope it's interesting things bumped into.
Just a little sidebar. My weekend is not you guys' weekends now. My weekend started today. You know, Monday and Tuesday are my weekends. So,
but that's good.
I really, because
I'm like, you don't do anything on like Friday and Saturday anyway, like other people would.
What?
So
what?
Yeah. So yeah. This probably really works for you, doesn't it?
What?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to slide in.
Right.
You know, the wife is at work, my daughter. But you know what? Oh, that's one thing. The care was, what would you call somebody that take care of your daughter while you're at work? That's a care.
Like aftercare or?
No, a lady.
Not a caregiver. Like No. He mean, well, I don't know if he necessarily mean like an au pair or a nanny.
No.
An au pair or a nanny.
You're right.
Yeah, babysitter, au pair, nanny.
Nanny, whatever.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I had no other choice.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah. By me now being off on Monday and Tuesdays, those, you know, today and tomorrow, hey, that's my weekend. You know, but it's a beautiful thing, though. You know, everybody be like, okay, it's Friday, I'm off this weekend, you know. I'm like, okay, it's Friday weekend for you, but for me, hey, I still have to work. But it's a beautiful thing, though, because Monday and Tuesday, oh, my God.
What's the difference for you?
For me?
I mean, I'm saying, you're like, oh, my God. Like
my daughter.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'm not even gonna put my daughter in. I'm gonna put my wife is at work,
mm-hmm.
pretty much, and our caregiver come gets Kayla, and I have the house to myself. It's just me and Buddy
walking around butt naked,
cooking
eggs and
bucket and eggs and sausages right. and all that kind of stuff. It's just a beautiful thing.
Okay,
you know. So you know when Brian said, "How was your week?" You know, weekends. My weekend just started today.
Well, all right. Well, I guess from here on out, when we say how was your weekend, you can still kind of...
And extend it.
Right.
You know, from you guys' weekend and mm-hmm. my
really,
shit starts.
We know your shit started at 9 o'clock this morning, didn't it?
Yeah. and I feel pretty good.
Right, and it kept going.
It's kept going, and it's not gonna stop.
And it's still going until Tuesday night when you gotta go to bed.
And now you know.
Uh huh.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Oh, we know.
I love y'all. What's up, everybody?
Oh, all right, let's get going.
Let's do it.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's that?
Oh, can't call it.
Hey, can't call.
Mm-mm.
All right, all right, all right. And I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. Jay-Z.
What's going on with you?
I know you're going to come in soon as I start talking. I know y'all heard by now that Beyonce and Jay-Z, they just got two additions to the family, a boy and a girl, two twins. Okay.
Is that four people?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Is that four people?
You said two twins.
Okay.
You just say twins.
Twins.
Yeah, there you okay. go.
Well, y'all just wait for me to fuck up, don't you?
I don't. I don't wait for him. I don't wait for him because I
a boy and a girl.
You know, it's okay. inevitable. So
but
I
anyway,
wait.
They held Beyonce and twins in a hospital a little longer than expected. But they never said why they did.
Mm.
You know, hold them in there. But
did they clear the entire floor like they did for Ivy?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Whole top floor, right, Doc?
Wait a minute. I don't know. You know, I had to fire a few people from the ideas. You know,
your sauces.
My sauces. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
but they did. Know. Yeah, they said it was the whole top floor of whatever. I can't remember the hospital, but
It was the LA hospital.
I mean,
remember that.
But there's like a million hospitals. Okay.
The LA one. You made that clear.
Oh, okay.
anyway. Twins. Yeah, they helped their the twins. Anyway, they
two
helped,
twins?
You know, because they didn't really know what was going on with the twins and everything. So they held them in a hospital for a while. You know, but as far as I know, I think everything was okay since you motherfuckers seem to know more than I do. You know. I think the twins I think they alright. I think they alright. Anyway, my next story is Bobby Christie.
Congratulations. You didn't even mention that the father like freaking talked about it and tweeted about it before like Bay even said anything. Jay-Z didn't say anything. So that's the question. Real quick, I'm sorry. So that's a question to you guys. So if you had a baby, would you be mad if someone else like tweeted or talked about the birth of your child before you even had a chance to do it? Or would you not care?
If a gag order was put in place before, I'd be upset. If not,
you wouldn't care?
Wouldn't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really care who tweeted or who sent the picture and all that kind of bullshit. Because, I mean, of course, you know it's going to get out sooner or later.
Sure.
You know, but
But you don't want to be the first one to, or your wife to be the first ones to say, hey, we had.
Well, if he was there when the
no, he probably wasn't.
Okay, right.
I'm just saying, he probably wasn't.
But if I wasn't there when it happened, you know, the fact that it got out before I tweeted it or put it on Facebook or whatever, I couldn't be mad. But if I was there, you know, when it was like, you know, when my daughters were born, I was there.
Right.
And I could tweet and take pictures and shit. But if you're not there, how can you be mad when TMZ or you know, any other media tweets?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's like if, okay, let's say if KK, you know, fast forward, KK has a baby, and before she even gets a chance to say something, you're out there tweeting and talking about it on Facebook or Snapchat or whatever it's going to be in like 20 years, I don't know, you know, and I think she would have a right to be mad about it or upset about it, because it's like, I think it's for her and her husband to say, this is, you know, we just had the baby and you're approved to take, because you know what I'm saying, like, what if she in a hospital and she has the baby and she looking busted and you take a picture of her looking busted and you post it, you know, to social media and she's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, a picture is definitely different than,
no, I mean, just a, but all
just
of
a
it,
happy
though.
Grandpa saying, hey, you know,
but you know, come on,
I got to welcome my new granddaughter and grandson.
But I mean, but let's say, like, for Bae, we know, like, she is very, like, controlled.
Well, they should have controlled that. They should have said that, put that in place first.
Come on, you cannot control Matthew. I mean, well,
then she should understand that.
No, that was just, I'm asking a question. I don't know that she mad. I'm asking a question about it. That's all. I'm just curious, like, how y'all would have felt about it, but clearly y'all wouldn't care.
So they got the whole floor. They could have kept him off of it.
Who says he was there?
Well, then.
I mean, for real.
If he tweeted, then he knew.
Oh, man.
Maybe he might have gotten a text that said, hey,
okay, well, if
baby's
he got the
came.
Text, then they should have put that text out first, then text him.
Although, because according to what they said, the babies have been around for like a week already. And I think his text just came out like yesterday.
Oh, well, then, shit. Y'all had a week to get this shit right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like. All right. So maybe he just found out like everybody else did.
Right. Hey, well the baby's here.
Right.
And it's a boy and a girl.
I can't wait for the name.
You know what? That was my next thing I was getting ready to bring up. We'll see if it's going to be like one of those exotic, out of the motherfucking way names, or they're going to be names that, you know, are normal names.
Well, but these days, it's like, what really is normal? I mean, because, you know, you got Apple, Blue Ivy.
Right.
What's Superman's real name? Kal-El or whatever. Like, you got that name. Mm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really kind of like, what's normal these days?
Yeah.
And if you're famous, you don't have to have a
normal
name.
Just like colors. How many colors? You remember back in the day, it was just blue, red, green, and black. Now it's Artruce and Chartreuse and Ivy and you know, just sky blue. What just happened to light blue? It's sky blue and all kind. Hey,
all right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Moving on. Bobby Christina's headstone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that joint is tight. That joint looks just like her. Oh, and wow. All this kind of stuff, you know. And her brother, what are we going to call him? Brother, boyfriend, brother, boyfriend.
Fiance.
This Bama, this Bama is in the news again. Now, for some reason, he didn't, whatever girlfriend he has, you know, he's abusive.
Trying to kill her too?
That's what it sounds like. They're saying he's abusive. You know, to his girlfriend today. You know, so I don't know what's going on with this boy, but his case with Bobby Christina is still up in the air. So the fact that you going around fucking up your next girlfriend, you know, being abusive to her, it doesn't look good, man. So you need to chill the fuck out. That's what I think. That's what I think. Anyway. All right, moving on. My next story. Ice Cube, my man. He has beef with Floyd Mayweather and his next fight. Floyd is getting ready to fight this dude, Conan. Okay?
Conan?
Conor. I'm sorry. Conor.
McGregor?
Conor. Right. August, they get ready to fight. August the 26th. But Ice Cube already has whatever venue they're gonna fight at.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube already has that book.
Oh.
Yeah. So Ice Cube is saying, look, if you wanna, you know, do this on August 26th, you're gonna have to pay me some money.
Oh shit, that's gonna be a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying? But I think I don't know whether it's Mayweather's decision or Conan's. I keep saying Conan.
Conor's
decision.
Uh-huh.
You know, go ahead smash Ice Cube off some money and say, all right, look, let us do this, you know. But Ice Cube said, look, man. Hey.
But wait a minute. How are they advertising the fight already and they don't really technically have ownership on the date?
Well, you know how it is.
No.
I'm going to tell you like this. When it comes to that much money, whatever Ice Cube has going on, when it comes to Ice Cube,
it doesn't matter if I have a contract. A contract is a contract is a contract.
Okay.
So even if I had like a birthday party there.
Already scheduled.
And okay. I have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
You going to have to owe me back like you owe your rent.
Okay.
To get that date.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't you say, you said it was on what date?
August 26th.
Put that shit on the 27th. Or the 25th.
Okay. Well.
I'm just saying.
But you're
stupid and you've already advertised, right?
Not yet. This really is fresh.
No, that fight has been out there. So you're saying they haven't actually advertised an actual date?
Yep, that's the actual date. But I think they probably just gonna give Ice Cube, a couple thousand. Like, look,
how did the venue allow that to happen? Beyond the two of them.
You don't owe me millions.
If Cube had the venue booked, they can't just be like, all right, we double booking this shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like, a fucking hair appointment.
Right. That's what I said.
You could do your shit in the AM, we'll do our shit in the PM.
Right. Or I'm going to just sit there and wait until you finish getting your hair done. And then I'm going to be mad sitting there, but I'm still going to get my hair done. I'm mad that you put somebody in front of me. That's not how that works. If Cube is like, oh, I got this, you gonna give me half of what the hell you is? Come on. What is it? Pay-per-view, and people already got parties lined up. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said no.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
Now, from what I'm hearing, Floyd. Floyd gonna get paid,
of course,
because he came out of retirement to do this shit.
To beat his ass. Now, dude,
Khan is already set to get like I think 100 million.
I don't know how much, but I'm sure more than he's ever had in his life.
Right, so Floyd gonna get like twice, maybe.
Right? 200 million, whatever,
yeah.
Whatever million it is. You gonna triple or double it?
What?
Yeah.
What? What? Yeah. And that's and that's another thing though.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Connor, he's like a what you call it? MMA fighter,
mm-hmm.
MWA fighter, whatever they call.
Did you say NWA?
Yeah. I ain't say no. I ain't say MWA, but it's MMA, gonna be interesting because he's an MMA.
Yeah.
What do they call it? MMA?
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah.
He's an MMA fighter. Floyd is just a fighter. So dude, every now and again, when they get into a little scuffle, he might try to kick Floyd.
But see, if he does that, then that's gonna be his fault and he'll be,
it's strictly boxing.
Right.
If he switches. He's so used to, McGregor's so used to doing MMA, sometimes he might be like,
right,
roundhouse kick to the head.
Right. He might try to turn around and kick Floyd with the back kick.
You never know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm not paying for it, but I'll just watch the news or get an alert and see who won.
Mike Tyson fucked that shit up for me.
Oh, the what was it?
Pay-per-view?
30 seconds or something crazy? Right. 40 seconds?
You get pay-per-view shit, and then next thing Mike Tyson just knocked the motherfucker out in 3 minutes.
Right.
Come on.
Your money's already out there.
Exactly. Okay, what's my next joint? Let me see. Okay. I got... What was my segment I said I was going to do? Things y'all need to know.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Did y'all know?
Oh, shit. You remembered?
Shut up. Did y'all know that Jay-Z, Busta Rhymes, DMX, all attended George Westinghouse Career and Technical Educational High School all together?
George Westinghouse, what is that?
I don't know. I think that's some kind of high school or technical school. Like we have What you call it, Brian?
What?
You're just not listening. You know, just a school where you can learn
like Duke
skills.
Like technical
like a skill, like
okay,
barbering,
like sands, like or what's the I don't know. They always have commercials on TV that's like you can learn how to do heating and cooling,
right?
Like that kind of school,
air conditioning, right? Heating,
like,
and cooling,
like that kind of school.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's okay. They went to that school all together.
Okay.
And from what it sounds like, they went there all at the same. I don't know if they went there at the same time. I'm not even gonna say that. Anyway,
you tried. I said you tried.
I tried. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to tell some people some stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. The Cosby Show gave Alicia Keys her first acting career. Did y'all know that shit? When she was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that. Okay. Stevie Wonder. Okay, he was in a coma. Okay, did y'all know that? After a car crash, he was in a coma for 4 days before he came out. Coma.
Was that recent? Was he young?
No,
was he old?
Back in the day.
Was he blind before he went into the coma? I mean,
back in the day. Damn it!
I said, was he blind before he went into the coma?
Hold up, Stevie Wonder was blind forever, wasn't he?
No, I thought he, at some point.
Ray had sight. I think Stevie was born blind.
Okay. You ain't know. Don't look at me like you and act like you do. You ain't know.
Don't take this moment from me.
All right.
Okay.
My bad.
That concludes my diagnosis. Stay tuned, y'all. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
You. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate that. And I know I say this all the time, you know, at this part of the show, but really, we really appreciate you guys that are like, I feel like I want to get verklempt, but really for the people that listen to us and you share and you're like overseas or you're in another country, like, we really appreciate you listening to us, because sometimes I really get in my feelings and I'm like, is anybody out there?
Right.
Is anybody listening to us? And, you know, and I know sometimes it's probably like, maybe, you know, we ask, hey, you know, email us or send us something to tell us that you're there, and you maybe you can't, and that's fine.
Right.
But we really appreciate it, you know, and to everybody, you keep us going, because sometimes, you know, I get in my feelings and I'm like, I want to stop and I don't want to do this anymore. And but then I think, you know what? There are people actually out there that care, you know, and I greatly appreciate it. So but if you feel inclined, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437.
That's right. Look, this the mark. the Doc Wiley. You know, you guys know me, how I do it. We love the fact that you're listening to us in Brazil and Africa and all that kind of stuff like that, man. You know, we appreciate that. And don't feel like we're not hearing you. We are, you know. And y'all keep us going, man. Just keep us in your thoughts, prayers, man. Send all your texts and emails and stuff like that, man. Texas. You know, Texas is listening to us. Yeah, Texas.
But you
know,
text. Okay.
And Texas. Do we have any listeners in Texas?
All right. What's the question, man?
Let's get to some of the feedback
from
last week.
Oh boy, in deep show, it's your nephew BTG. You're not going to go to a black barbecue and ask them to turn down the smoke. I don't even see how that's that's not going to happen. But to the fellas that handled that situation very well. I think if you come to my barbecue, I'm not going to sit up there and act like we're going to slap y'all in the back of the head or put hands on y'all or Ice Cube and the lynch mob, bring the bats out. No, we're not going to do none of that. But you will have a nice portion of venom, sarcasm coming your way. You're going to get these jokes. And then after that, after you leave, we're going to continue to grill. We probably won't even pay you attention. If the feds come out, you know, the fire department come out, and if they laugh at it and shrug at it, bruh, we're not even going to pay attention to you. Because you got to think about it. That really makes no sense. And the question that I would ask, because I'm not there to see the neighborhood or anything like that, do these houses have chimneys? Do you have a fireplace? I need to know, you know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, then we got to shut all this down. We might as well go door to door and shut all this shit down. No fireplaces, none of that. Shut it down. And they was asking some they asked some great questions. Like, if we can't barbecue out in the open because of the smoke, then why are they selling barbecue pits? Why are they selling wood? Why are they selling charcoal? You know, nobody in the history of all history of barbecuing barbecues inside the house. No, I mean, you might cook some shit in the oven, but that's not considered barbecuing to me. The grill is going to be outside. That's how we barbecue. And another question is, I want to know where this took place at. This is my first time hearing the clip, so I want to know where this took place at. Because in the South, that's all they do is barbecue. I mean, shit, black people barbecue. We barbecue everywhere, but they get down in the South, so I'd be surprised if this happened in the South. I'd be surprised if it happened over here on this side of town, because, hell, the majority of the people over here come from the South or got a Southern background, so they can't be on my side of town. I need to know what's going on. In Deep Show, Big B, Queen, Mark. Mark is right. You come to a black barbecue, some of us got alcohol in our system. You might get slapped. You know, so be careful. Be careful with that bullshit.
I will research that clip and.
But really, it doesn't matter. He's right.
Yeah.
It could be anywhere. Like, you cannot come to my cookout, your cookout, his cookout, and be like, "I smell smoke." No.
Then you know we're cooking. Thank you.
Right. Like, you just can't.
And you know what? I mean, I'm not trying to sound racist, but my whole neighborhood are Hispanic people. You know.
That's not racist.
Well, it's like every weekend they have something. You know, I don't know whether it's. I don't know.
Like a quinceañera or.
But. Goddamn, my street is filled with cars, and sometimes it's hard for me to back up in my driveway.
Sure,
but like yesterday, you know, it's Father's Day.
Sure,
you
yeah.
know. But it is all beautiful. You know, it's cool. They cool as a motherfucker with me. And they know they better be. But, you know, a lot of times I like to back into my driveway.
Black back in is right. what I call it.
Yeah, right. There you go. There you go.
Actually, I say black back in. That's what I say to my sister.
Okay.
She's like, what? I'm okay. like, black people backing in because we want to be at a... When we want to get out, we want right. to get out.
Just go. Just move. Yeah. There you go. That's right. good. That's I like that. I like that. Ryan, did you write that down? Okay. But, you know, I had sometimes, you know, be like, God damn, you got cars on both sides of the street. You can't. I mean, you can back in, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I just hard, pull. Yeah. I just pull in.
Yeah.
You know.
You
and
don't
my
care.
Wife be, yeah. But, yeah. Make a long story short, you know.
Oh boy,
there we go.
That's your
we
fault.
I
don't know what the hell this has to do with racism in cars. Learn how to drive, you Negro.
Hay una mujer. But BTG is right. Although, so I kind of felt like he confirmed that wasn't him on the tape. On the video?
I okay. think by his feedback, it definitely right. rules him out. But wait, okay. there's more.
Oh.
What's up, IDS fam? This is your man, K-Mart, again. man, that barbecue story was hilarious. man, that neighbor must have been some old crusty old bag who... doesn't have a life and just sits there in the window and just be nosy all of a sudden. And then all of a sudden she sees some smoke coming up and smells barbecue and mad that she can't come over and get none. Man, if she don't sit her butt down somewhere or go over there and ask for a rib, my goodness. Personally, man, if that happened to me, first, and pretty much knowing my neighbors, I pretty much would know my neighbors by that point, and I would have an idea on who did it. And me personally, I would talk to the cop. Kind of, I would reason with him, and I'm like, you know what, man, come on back here and make a plate, man. I got you on a plate, man. Come have a beer, come have a soda, have a water. Just come on back and chill with us for about 5 minutes. Y'all just chill out, have a good time. And you know what? Me being petty at times that I can be, I would take a selfie, I'll print it out, and I'd hand it to that nosy neighbor with a big old middle finger and an F you very much. Anyway, you guys, great show as always. Peace out.
Okay, Mark. I'm with you. Although the plate would go to her.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, sorry you couldn't come over. Here's a plate. And I'm not saying she would be okay with it, what happened or what, you know, transpired at the cookout. Because apparently she has an aversion to smoke.
How about that?
Or smoke that comes from her black neighbor's yard. Because, you know, they already know whose smoke it is and who called. Because the guy was like, yeah, so I'm here because I don't really want to be, but you know, she called and you know, so
there you go.
I don't know. I feel like it had to be a Southern thing.
There
it's
you
like,
go.
Like, who does that?
Right, right. And I would have some soldiers. You know, it depends on what kind of soldiers you have.
Mm-hmm.
If you give him that special soldier,
are you trying to shade someone?
No, I'm just elaborating on the type of soldiers that I have.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I have ginger ale soldiers.
Okay.
I have Coca-Cola soldiers.
Oh, you know what this clip reminded me of
after
I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all remember that clip that came out a while back where there was the black family that was cooking out and the old white lady a couple doors down were recording them cooking out, and anytime one of the black people would like start to walk in her direction, she started screaming rape.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Y'all remember that joint? Mm-hmm. That was
yeah.
Something real quick. This don't make no sense. Check this out. We're gonna get her on film. Look at this. See, she got binoculars.
Ah!
Did like y'all see 50
that? 50 yards away from her.
That woman just said rape. That woman said rape, and I'm way over here. Look it. She said attacking rape. That's this woman right here. Right here. Down here. This woman is watching us with binoculars. We're sitting over here minding our business.
You were coming to rape me. I saw your face.
Damn.
Yeah, that's. I don't know why that one popped in my mind. Anyway.
What's that, a dog or a squirrel?
Or a combination of both.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we got one last feedy back.
What up, buddy, fam? This is your man, K-Mar. I was calling to answer Big B's question about should they or should they not make a 9/11 movie. At this point in time, I mean, granted, it's only been 16 years since everything had taken place. I'm going to say no at this point because, I mean, a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions still kind of resonate with people when September 11th or whenever like the anniversary of September 11th comes up. A lot of people's feelings and a lot of wounds are still open. Of course, a lot of people lost family, friends and stuff like that. I actually lost a friend, not actually during 9/11, but the proceedings that took place afterwards where he was actually deployed to Afghanistan and he was actually killed in an accident in the field. So I really don't know how they would actually go about it. Would they actually show the planes actually colliding with the buildings or the field in Pennsylvania, or would it be somewhere where a person, maybe they're like people, they're in a room and somebody comes in and say, oh my God, a plane just hit the building or a plane crashed and or I really don't know how they would actually go about it. One thing I know for certain, it'll definitely be controversial. Like I said, I mean, it's going to bring up a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of emotions. Also, one thing it could possibly do is open a Pandora's box in terms of possibly opening an investigation on actually what happened. You never know. Maybe that's the thing that we may be able to get answers for is maybe by this movie. Like I said, somebody may open up an investigation. You never know. Man, but I know this. It's crazy. It's only been 16 years, but yet it feels like it just happened yesterday. I still remember I remember blow by blow what happened throughout that day. I remember it was a Tuesday. I had just woken up. I had just gotten off. I had just worked my job the night before at JCPenney's. I walked in. I actually had like a class later on that day, and I walked into my parents' room and I saw, like, the first building was already on fire, and they told me what had happened. And then, not even, like, a few minutes later, the second plane hit the tower. And it's like, dude, what the hell's going on? And I remember like, the emotions and everything was going on. People were, like, were staying indoors. People weren't going out anywhere, thinking a plane was gonna crash, it was like a lot of stuff that was going on. I remember I was supposed to go in later on that day to work after class, and they actually shut down the malls and shut down any public places for like about a couple days. And of course, I mean, I remember football, they actually, like that Sunday, they actually canceled all the games. Man, it's crazy looking back and thinking like, wow, pretty soon, I mean, especially like all of us that who have like, or who doesn't have kids or has young kids, they're going to be reading about this in school while we actually live through it. On a sidebar question, what was you guys' days like? I don't know if you were in D.C. I mean, I know you spent some time in Connecticut, but I don't know if you was back in there. But Queen, Doc, I mean, tell me about you guys' days. Let me know what happened for you guys, especially since you guys were pretty much there, especially like when the Pentagon got hit. So anyway, great topic as always. Great show as always. Love you guys. Talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Oh, Kmart. Aw, clearly that was really heartfelt. Oh, Micah, it seems like you was getting a little verklempt. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to hear about your friend. And I can honestly tell you, I remember, and I don't remember a lot of shit. You think I smoke weed, but I don't. But so,
yes, you do.
What? I do not. I mean, if I, okay. But so you asked us where were we? Driving up 495, listening to surprisingly Russ Parr, and they talked about the first plane, and you know, at that point it was still like, oh, maybe it was an accident, maybe that wasn't really real, you know, like. And then I kept going to work, and you know, getting to work and realizing, okay, this was not an accident. Everybody gathered in the kitchen. It was like a big kitchen, and it had multiple TVs, and it was like, oh no. And then I had people that were from out of town and having to worry about them and how we were going to get them back home and get them, you know, somewhere safe. And then after that, just going, I remember going to my mom's house. Well, first I went to the grocery store and just being like, wow, this is really surreal, because people were like walking around, and mind you, the Pentagon had been hit at that point. It was like people were walking around like it was just another day. They were walking their dogs. I think everybody was in shock. They were walking their dogs. I was in the grocery store like, oh, I need to just get some groceries because I don't know what's gonna be what. I want to get some stuff for my mom. And so I went to her house, dropped some stuff off, and I was living actually at that time really close to the Pentagon. So I drove back on the highway, which would be like 395. And I remember seeing the Pentagon on fire still, because it was smoldering at that time. And I went to my apartment. I was like, oh my gosh, my apartment is smoky. You know, so I was that close. But thinking like, wow, this is going to change things for people. And it did. And it changed, you know, like, it just changed everyone, and people were really nice to each other. And of course, you know, I mean, it didn't last for that long, but people were really nice to each other. Like, you were trying to go straight and somebody was trying to come, you know, out, make a right out of the parking lot. And you said, oh, you know what? I'm gonna let you in. And people were doing that. And it was crazy. It took a while for the smoke to dissipate from my apartment. And I thought, wow, it's here, and it's on our, it's at home.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, just when you were talking about the Russ Parr show, I think her name was, I don't know the lady's name, but she was reporting the event as it happened. And she started crying, you know, because I think apparently she has some relatives or something that maybe worked at the Pentagon or whatever. So she didn't really know whether they were okay, but she was, like I said, she was reporting the event as it happened, and she started crying, you know, as she was reporting. But I was back at the plant at the time, you know, but I could feel, you know, when when she started, you know, kind of crying and trying to report what was going on at the same time, I'm like, oh, you know. And I could feel, even though I didn't have any, you know, relatives or whatever at the Pentagon or whatever was going on, I didn't have any relatives or anything, but I could feel.
You felt.
I felt what she was trying. And it's hard to try. I think it's hard to try to report a story and, you know, knowing that maybe your uncle or aunt or cousin or whatever, you know, you don't know whether they're coming home at the, you know, at the same time. But I don't know. But
I think I, over the course of time, I think I've kind of went over my day a couple times, but I just remember that day being the big day because Jay-Z's album was dropping that day. And
I don't remember that.
I was trying to position myself to be next to this particular record store, Kent Mill, at 10 o'clock when it opened, because I wanted to make sure I got it, you know, right, before it sold out. Sure. And I think it was the Hard Knock Life album, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I remember working myself into a position where I had enough time to sort of just camp out in front of the store until it opened. And I was talking to my brother at the time, and you know, we had talked about there was something going on, you know, just it was still sort of unclear as to what. And it's kind of crazy, you listening to Russ Parr, I was listening to Donnie. And you know, Donnie had Chris Paul on there with him. And initially, you know, they didn't mean it to be hurtful in any way. But when they initially reported the first plane crashing, it was sort of lighthearted because they thought it was one of those little single person, two people joints. And so they were like, you know, wow, dude, ain't see the building, what's going on, whatever. But then shortly after that, they came back on and they were like, now, you know, wait a minute, this is not a joke, this is serious. You know, and then that's when they realized they were these passenger jets. And so I remember going back, just I was still unsure as to, like, yo, what the hell is really, because I hadn't seen any pictures. I'm trying to live through people's interpretations of it. And I remember sitting in front of Kent Mill and I can see the smoke from the Pentagon. And at that point, that's when all of the, I don't know if you remember, there was at least a half dozen false reports about bombs at the FBI building and bombs here and car bomb found here downtown or whatever, all found to be, you know, untrue. But at that point, I was like, oh shit, this is serious. And it was like one of my fears as a kid. Because I always, you know, you see on the news war in other countries, and we're like, how would war here look? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm about to see that shit, you know? And I just remember trying to make the decision, do I can finish my work and get back to the office? And I kept working, and it wasn't until, you know, we've all heard it, the testing for the emergency broadcasting station or whatever. It's the first time I ever heard it used. Like, okay, we're cutting in, we're taking over every radio station. I said, fuck this, I'm out of here, you know. And the shit that I did driving that truck to get it back to where I needed to get to, you know, I was driving through public parks. I'm like, I gotta get home, you know. I had my baby, you know. Look, I had to get home. So,
yeah, and that's another thing. Like, if you know, if they tell you, a bomb is getting ready to come, or Russia is attacking us and all this kind of stuff, what the fuck do you do? I mean, do you go to your nearest bomb shelter if you know where it is? You know, grab your family, go in the basement. You know, what do you really do? Do you know what the fuck you supposed to do when something like that happens? You know, I don't know. That question just came up in my mind when he said.
I think back in the day, people knew what to do, but I think, you know, some people have already prepared, and you know, they have like, you know, they have underground bunkers, like, because I think people remember like Y2K. Some people aren't even old enough to even know what Y2K is, probably, but you know, people were trying to prepare for that, for Y2K, you know. So I think I don't know, we have to be awake and woke in this country, because you never know what's coming, whether it's a bullet from a cop, a bullet from somebody who doesn't like you because of your race, or somebody that doesn't like you because of your sexuality or whatever. That's, you have to be prepared.
Topic right there.
You just have to be prepared and know if you go on, like, okay, like I went to Subway on Saturday. And in my mind, I thought, and you shouldn't have to live this way, but people do this all over the world. They have to think about exit routes. Like, how do I get out of here? Like, one guy came in and he had a plastic bag. I think they had clothes in it or something. And he dropped the plastic bag on the ground. And it was a white, middle-aged guy. And I'm on, like, in Alexandria, Jefferson, Davis Highway at Subway. He dropped it on the ground. He had a smaller plastic bag he put on the table, and he went to the bathroom. And in my mind, I thought he could be going to the bathroom to set something off, and he's safe in that bathroom. And this is about to pop off. Like, how do we get out of here? And you can't, because it's one way in, unless you jump over the counter. Maybe there's a way out in the kitchen. Okay. But then, you know, a cop walked in. If somebody came in and decided to, you know, get at that cop, How do we get out of here? I was like, really, there's no way to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, now I have to, in my mind, think this is how I have to live, because I have to automatically be ready to figure out different exit routes to get out of something.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? All right. And even in my mind, when I go to other countries, I do that. I mean, in life, your head should be always on a swivel anyway. Right. Which is unfortunate, because you should be able to tra-la-la-la-la,
right,
you know, and
right.
live life and go. But anytime I go to another country, or I'm in Alexandria, or I'm in, you know, Southeast, or wherever I am, I always, now in my mind, I'm thinking, how do I get out of here? What is an exit? Right. What do I need to do? Mm. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I know people in our, people live that way every day, depending on where you live.
Right,
you live
right.
that way every day.
Right.
And that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have people in like Syria and, you know, Israel and wherever. And they're right. like, that's their reality.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now it's become like, you don't know who is going to be the aggressor. You don't know who's going to be the target.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no way to live.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You do have to keep living your life. You do have to keep going to Subway, because you might like to eat fresh.
Oh, no.
So you
doubt.
Have to keep going, you know.
I love Subway.
You know what I'm saying? You have to keep going to Subway, or you have to keep going to wherever it is you go, your favorite restaurant or whatever. Just keep doing it. But just, you know, keep your head on a swivel and know, if something pop off, this is what I got to do.
Right.
Yeah. But this is how I'm going to get out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's get into today's. And again, thank you guys for continuing to send in your feedback. And
yes. BTG.
Hey,
Mark.
What's up, nephew?
So, this is the question that was sent in today. I sort of condensed it But now I kind of feel like I don't want to make the question as simplistic as I want to answer it. I want to give a little bit of the backdrop because I think it takes away from the question if I don't. So the gentleman that wrote in, he met a young lady on a dating site, and they talked for a few weeks and got very comfortable with each other, sharing personal information and stuff of the sort. And so, you know, they got comfortable to the point where they were like, you know, let's go have dinner or whatever, or drinks or whatever it is where they decided to meet. And, you know, he went to the restaurant that they decided to meet at, only to see her come in a wheelchair. He felt that he was deceived. And he said if it wasn't for his better judgment, he would have just rolled out. Well, no pun intended. He would have just left. So, his question is, in their back and forth, her thing was, if that was something you wanted to know about me, you should have asked. And his rebuttal is, no, this is a dating website, and this is something that you should have revealed about yourself. The two of them cannot agree. So here we are.
A dating website, you should have told somebody that you are in a wheelchair. I mean, I don't know how you would have done it as a descriptor, or even if, okay, let me back up. So if you're on a dating website and you're like, hi, I like long, you know, walks on the beach, or I like Chardonnay and, you know, whatever. Fine. Okay. Even if you didn't put it out there, that's automatically you. Mm-hmm. But once you had some kind of communication or some kind of spark with this person, there should have been some disclosure like, hey, BT Dubs, I'm in a wheelchair. I mean, whether it's from a guy, because, you know, it's like I've seen posts about, you know, guys in wheelchairs and like some women don't care, you know, and it should have been the same thing. There should be some kind of something to tell somebody I'm in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. you know, because first of all, you need to go to a spot that is wheelchair, you know, friendly, or disabled accessible, or whatever. Like, it should be something to right. tell somebody that, because maybe it's like, I'm going to pick you up, but, you know, for the date, I need to know that I got to clean out my trunk or my back seat. You know what I'm saying? So we could put your wheelchair in it. Cause, you know, it's like, I travel a lot with my mom, and sometimes she uses canes and sometimes she uses a walker. So I know I need to clean, you know, or keep the back seat open or the trunk available or whatever. So I would think that if you're dating someone, or you're interested in someone, or if there's a spark with someone, you need to tell them that up front, because it's kind of like, hey, I'm meeting you, but I know my picture says I'm 130 pounds, but I'm really 250. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's not you being truthful of who you really are, you know? And just because you are in a wheelchair, that does not mean that I'm not going to like you. Or, I mean, you still have the same personality. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in all fairness, you should tell me you're in a wheelchair. Just like, you know, somebody should tell you, I'm 250 pounds. I know my picture said I'm 130. But, you know, they should let you know. Because maybe that, like, I feel like we talked about this on the dating show. But maybe that should be something like, you know, you talk about. So it's like, okay, I could deal with that, or I can't deal with it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it's like, if it's a person that you meet and they can't deal with it, that's good for you. You need right. to know that this person cannot deal with me in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if they can't, you need to find somebody that can.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know what? I think they should have a website or whatever. If you're going on a dating service online, you know, just go like on a handicap.com, you know, wheelchair.com or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That way people will know, you know, y'all can have both, you know, wheelchairs. Y'all could slide up, you know, if y'all got spinning, you know, the spinning wheels and shit on the wheelchairs and stuff. Y'all can
just smooth
move up on the handicap. But look, you definitely don't want to offend anybody. If you have a wheelchair, if you're in a wheelchair, man, and you come up to a restaurant or whatever, you could just, you know, just put yourself up into the handicap spot.
All right. So, we definitely don't want to offend anybody like that or whatever. But, me personally, I just feel like if you're truly looking for, you know, a situation to meet somebody, to have something lasting, you would want to put that information out there. I mean, I can't really expound any more on what Queen said. You know, it's, you know, that's pertinent information that you want to put out, not just for them, but for yourself as well. I mean, nobody, you know, your time is just as valuable as theirs. You don't want them to waste your time, so you should be just as considerate in allowing them to, you know, make reasonable decisions on what's going on. So, yeah, that's a tough one, man. But you gotta be straightforward. Absolutely got to be straightforward. So, yeah. It's definitely time to get out of here.
The real fathers.
So, with that being said, Doctor.
Let me see. Two fingers to all my fathers out there today that's doing their thing. Happy Father's Day. Let me see. Do I have one finger? I don't have one.
Queenie.
All right. Two fingers to day drinking. Yes. Yeah. I'm a fan. About to get in it tomorrow. And let's see. Instead of one finger, I'm gonna do another two fingers, because I'm gonna send it out to the people that listen to the show and continue to support us. And like, again, I don't want to get verklempt, but it's greatly appreciated, because some days I think like I don't want to do this no more. Like, I don't think anybody's listening to us. Clearly, you know, you guys are listening to us. I mean, in
Russia
and it,
Switzerland.
My two fingers, mine. Down. No. 2 points to you if you know what I was talking about. You don't know, Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny. Oh, you don't know. Okay. You don't remember that commercial, that cartoon, when they found the gold, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. It was like, mine, down.
Okay.
So, but really, like, I really do appreciate it. And thank you guys for sharing the show as you do. And again, shout out to Rashani for sharing the show. I know we share yours too, but still, you don't have to share ours. And, you know, we appreciate you for it. And, you know, to the folks that really interact with us on Facebook.
No doubt.
You know, we really appreciate that.
We love you.
Yeah, we do. We love you for it. And honestly, it's one of the reasons why we keep going. There you go. I mean, because, you know, we could have stopped a long time ago, and you know, for our own personal hiccups that have happened along the way. And you know, we tape a show on a Saturday, we're taping a show back on Monday, and right. You know, we still really, you know, we appreciate that, and don't think we don't. We really do appreciate it, and it keeps us going.
No doubt. For sure. Two fingers to the people out there that truly, truly had heartfelt thoughts that they shared for Father's Day, to the fathers and father figures and people that they know are fathers and all of that. You know, I don't want to speak for all men on this earth, but it just seemed like as time goes by, Father's Day is just sort of less celebrated. And it was good to see on Facebook all of the heartfelt messages and stuff like that. And you know, I went to a couple stores to try to get stuff, and just see stores sold out of so much stuff.
I tried to buy cards,
gifts and stuff. Yeah, it was good. It did my damn heart good. Hell. One finger. I'll skip it this week. Yeah. All skip right. it this week. So we definitely have to get out of here. And again, don't want to get too far on McQueen, but just definitely thank you for everybody that tunes in. And tells a friend to tell a friend. We got to get out of here, but always, in closing, we like to say,
I woke you up this morning, and you have the rest of the book.
I want all of you out of my house now! Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house! Out, damn spot! You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out, God damn it! All of you out! Mine are hang-ups and mine are ties, but deep inside I...